Well, hey there, fun lovers. It's an unusual Friday afternoon. I just got into the studio, and all of our computer stuff doesn't seem to be working right, and I can't even get the CD tray open. So we're just kind of in a weird state right now. So I'll just keep talking until I can get the CD tray open. There it is. And I'll pop in a disc, and we'll play some music. And I'll be back in a little while, hopefully, and get the show started.
This is how things get over. Not with a bang, but with a whimper. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. This is how things get better. Hold your breath and wait for summer. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Is the best thing now? If you can't remember, is it gone? Was it ever, if it's done? Lover, hater, hater, lover. Lover, hater, hater, lover. Where is the best thing now? I guess I put it in the ground. I will carve a record out for you out of a song. As good as I can do with an ugly concentration on my face.
sleep. Promises are something you could never keep. And now the sea will never guide you back to me. Your limbs are overgrown. Another name for your love. For your love. Oh, and it won't be for your sake. Your love is a darkness.
So on the phone right now, we've got Julia Shedlinovsky. Hello, Julia.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How's yourself?
I'm very good.
Good.
Yeah.
You are an actor, and you're performing right now at the Fire Hall in a play called The Nether.
Yes, I sure am.
Yeah, that just opened, too, like Wednesday night or something.
Yeah, we had our preview Wednesday afternoon, and then a little opening.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about the show. And I remember last September, you were in here talking about The Fringe, about another show, but
yes.
Your director, Chris Lamb, was here talking about The Nether. And so this is kind of a remount or a return of a Fringe show.
Yes, it is. So, yeah, so The Nether is a show about an internet world of the future where people can enter an alternate reality and do whatever they want, and they can feel sensations that they can no longer feel in the real world. It's kind of a world of the, I think, near future.
Uh-huh.
Hopefully not, but yeah. I think that's what Jennifer Haley, the playwright, is maybe suggesting. And I play a 9-year-old girl named Iris. And as you can imagine, in a world where you can do anything that you want, we do go to some pretty dark places and pose questions about morality and whether the things that we do in our minds or online really count, and whether they whether we should consider that in terms of the consequences that it would have in reality, or whether we should be free to do whatever we want in our imaginations.
Yeah, so it kind of gives you a safe place to play out your fantasies and your imaginary world.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's also billed as a detective story. So does something kind of sinister happen?
Yes, it does. And I'm like so nervous to reveal anything because there's so many twists and turns. Like the first time I read the play, I just had no idea what was coming. And so there's a lot of plot twists. It's there's a man named Papa, and he's created this place called The Hideaway, which is this this beautiful kind of idyllic Victorian era place. Mm-hmm. And people come and visit there. So it's a story about his visitors, and I am an actor playing one of Papa's children.
Uh huh.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a fascinating world. It actually kind of reminds. Did you ever see the TV series Caprica?
No,
it was sort of the prequel to Battlestar Galactica, and it explored some of those same themes because they had this kind of virtual world that people could escape into, and people would get caught there and never be able to get out.
Yeah, there's actually a lot of TV shows that people are comparing it to. It's very filmic in the way that it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Our set is very simple. Chris has Jono Kim has done the lighting, and it's.
Yeah.
It's kind of a very filmic kind of feel. The sound design by James Coomber is incredible. So it's been compared to, do you know Black Mirror, the series?
That's the new one that's on right now, yeah.
Yeah, so it reminds me a lot about that because it just mm-hmm. reveals things that are happening in our present day and kind of takes them to an extreme and really puts the questions at the forefront of what's going to happen if we continue developing with technology and what's going to happen to our souls and all that.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's a question that always comes up whenever we have a new way to experience the world and where's it going to take us, and I think it's good to explore those things and just kind of be aware that the possibility for danger is always there, but if we watch out for it. We'll be okay.
Yes,
we'll be fine. Definitely. Everything will be good. Absolutely.
Yeah, and the playwright does a really good job of not leaning towards any one side. She really just, like, each point, Morris, the detective played by Lisa Neptuno, is kind of head-to-head with Papa, played by David Bloom,
mm-hmm.
or Sims, as he's called, outside of his little world, The Hideaway.
Yeah.
They have a head-to-head argument, and they both make really incredible points, and she's not trying to get us to feel a certain way.
Yeah.
Yeah, pose the questions.
Exactly. Ask the questions and let the audience figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're playing at the Fire Hall?
Yeah.
And it's running for another week?
Yeah, it's running until the 28th.
Yeah. And any matinee shows?
We do. I wish I had the schedule in front of me. We have a matinee tomorrow.
Yeah.
And an evening show.
Cool.
But yeah, the schedule is all up
yeah.
on the Fire Hall's
on website. The Fire Hall website. Tickets are there as well.
Yes, they are.
Great. Well, have a terrific run. Thanks for spending some time to talk about it with us.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Okay, yeah, talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, thanks very much. You're gone. Apologize. That's Eel Wells. You're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio, CITR 101.9 FM. It's Club Day here at the Palatial Student Nest. It's the day when all the clubs at UBC gather together to pitch themselves to the student body. So if you're interested in joining a club, today's your day to find out what they're all about. And as part of Club Day, because CITR is a club and we're in the student nest, we are opening up our doors. We're having an open house all afternoon until 5 o'clock today. So drop on by, peek in the window, watch your favorite DJ doing his stuff or her stuff. We've got CDs and LPs up for sale. It's a loony for a loon for a tune. That's what it is. Drop a loon in a bucket and you can pick up a CD or a piece of vinyl from our library. And our music director, Andy, is also spinning some discs. So I guess you can't hear me because Andy's playing music, but you at home can hear me. So come on out. Come on out and hang out and visit CITR, see what the place is all about. And all that jazz. Of course, it's the perfect day in here for an open house to show people how things are going on, because we're having this huge technical issue. You probably noticed a few more gaps than usual in between tunes and stuff. It's because we're kind of limited in technically in what's available to us. Our big Sam Broadcaster Pro, the software that runs all of our programming and promos and ads and PSAs and stuff, has decided to shut down. So we're going old school here, kids. We got vinyl spinning, we got CDs going, we got people talking, and we'll pull some things out and just sort of keep things running for you until 1 o'clock when the next show takes over. It's January, and that means Shindig semifinals. It's the 33rd annual Shindig, CITR's local showcase of great local bands. We're in the semifinals, which means that the bands you will see this time around have already passed through the first session in the fall. Shindig takes place at Pat's Pub in the Patricia Hotel at Hastings and Dunleavy in the downtown east side. It's every Tuesday night. It's only $6 to get in, 3 bands, lots of fun. This week, this coming Tuesday, the 24th of January, we've got 3 bands, Mirepoix, Little Sprout, and Jock Tears. And so let's hear them in reverse order. So we're going to start off with Jock Tears.
After 9 weeks of live performances, Shindig, CATR's annual Battle of the Bands, is moving into semifinals. Come out to Shindig January 10th to see Devours, Mark Mills, and Prison Hair, the 17th to see Carousel Scene, Jerk in the Can, and Pavel, and the 24th to see Jock Tears, Tiny Sprout, and Mirepoix. The semifinals are every Tuesday of January at Pat's Pub. As always, there will be an opportunity to win beverages for jokes or fun facts. Shindig is sponsored by AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder Magazine, Fader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste Festival, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Six Cent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Four Winds Brewery, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print. All three shows will be amazing, and you'll want to be there to see which of these three local artists will move into the final round.
Ever heard of Pitch Perfect? UBC a cappella can sing on harmony in cue. Made up of 100 members across four choirs, the student-led club regularly performs on and off campus. Check out UBC a cappella on Facebook for more information regarding their Aka Amazing end-of-term concerts. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the
bedroom. The only heaven. AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the Food Bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
UBC's Museum of Anthropology displays long-term and visiting exhibits of Indigenous art from around the world, and guided tours are free. Our permanent collection features one of the world's finest exhibits of Northwest Coast First Nations art. Our collection includes 36,000 ethnographic pieces, 535,000 archaeological pieces, and over 600 pieces in the Kroner Ceramics Gallery. There's a lot to take in. Luckily, at the Museum of Anthropology, final exams are always take-home. If you've never checked out this world-class facility, now's your chance. The Museum of Anthropology is located right on campus and free for all UBC students and faculty. Come enjoy our collection and resources.
Last year, over 650 BC teens aged out of foster care without a permanent family.
Adoption is not just for babies. Teens need families too. Only 24 teens in BC were adopted last year.
November is Adoption Awareness Month. To find out more about adopting a teen, contact the Adoptive Families Association of BC. Call 1-877-ADOPT-07 or visit us at bcadopt.com.
Talking to your shadows, you been pulling at your skin. In a voice much laden with regret, he said, it's time to take a walk now. Oh, why? Where is my mind? Oh, why? Where is my mind?
That's the Sumner Brothers. Now, this show has been selling out, but it closes tomorrow night, and you still might get a chance to see it. It did really well at the Fringe last year, and it's a
written by a friend of ours, so we want to make sure he gets some notice. It's called The Fighting Season by Sean Harris Oliver of Hardline Theater. And Sean wrote this play based on experiences that his own dad had when he was a medic in Afghanistan. And so the play itself is seen through the eyes of a Canadian field medic, plus a doctor and a recovery room nurse. And it's about the kind of messy side of conflict. And it's all messy, but you know what I mean? That kind of mess. Yeah. It stars Tom Pickett, Sonia Guru Brennan, and Kyle Jesperson. And it's happening at the, where is it? It's... oh, my goodness. It's at the Culch. It's at the Vancouver East Cultural Center. And it runs tonight and tomorrow night. Is there a matinee? Yes, there's a matinee tomorrow at 2 o'clock as well. So check it out. Go to bleedinghearttheater.com or the Vancouver East Cultural Center, or check the Dave Radio Facebook page and get information on that. Go see The Fighting Season. Closes tomorrow night. Now, if you can't get in to see The Fighting Season, or that's not quite your up your alley, tomorrow night is also opening night for Metro Theatre's production of Crossing Delancey. This is a story about a young woman making choices about her life and herself, and dealing with the guidance, let's say, of her grandmother, and some of the inspirations that go through her life, the people she meets at the bookstore she works at, the nice young Jewish boy that her grandmother's trying to hook her up with. It's a really nice story. It's a great cast, well-directed, and a good show at Metro Theatre. So Crossing Delancey, starting tomorrow night at Metro Theatre in Marpole. And don't forget, every Thursday night is not exactly two for one. It's sort of, you get two and one and a half or something, but it's definitely worth checking out. Metro Theatre in Marpole. Okay, we are going to take a quick break, and then when we come back, we're going to talk all about the we're going to do the call board. That's what we're going to do.
There's only one way that old clunker is going to make you feel good again. Donate it to Bullying Canada. Check this out. Free towing or pickup of your old vehicle, a tax-deductible receipt, and a super easy process. Online at bullyingcanada.ca. Get rid of that old vehicle and feel good about supporting real solutions for change in your community. Donate your old or used vehicle to Bullying Canada today. Full details online at bullyingcanada.ca.
Agony Club and Publication Studio Vancouver are pleased to present Whitney Houston et al., Essays Around Popular Music. Inspired by Bret Easton Ellis' chapter on Whitney Houston in his controversial novel American Psycho, editor and author Casey Way invites five writers to explore their own relationships to popular music, resulting in essays on Marianne Faithfull, M.I.A., Wiz Khalifa, My Bloody Valentine, Patti Smith, and more. The authors use personal experience to delve into the ambivalence of fandom, mythology, appropriation, and appreciation. Come to the launch at Selectors Records Wednesday, January 25th. Copies will be available at PS Vancouver, Selectors Records, and Read Books.
Well, the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive, and loud, you know, music, angry music.
Mr. Steeston Mike, welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Featuring a wide range of music from India, including popular music from the 1930s to the present.
Rhythms. India.
Alternating Sundays, 8 to 9 p.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
He's a nasty, nasty guy. He's a liar.
Get him out of here. Get him the hell out of here. Get him out of here.
Who is this guy? Does he have a name? Let me know where he's from.
They call me
DJ Ray.
The Late Night Show is the start of the weekend. Tune in every Saturday mornings from 12:30 a.m. till late, right after the Medicine Show. Email us, citrlatenightshow@gmail.com.
This concludes our proposal. Thank you for your attention.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Greater Vancouver Professional Theatre Alliance having their unified general auditions in May, but the qualifiers are in February. So you got to get in through that first. And that's happening February 15th at the BMO Theater Center, 162 West 1st Avenue in the Olympic Village. The Unified General Auditions are general auditions that the Vancouver Professional Theatre Alliance, the GVPTA, holds every spring in Vancouver. It's an opportunity for local actors to be seen by casting directors throughout the region and sometimes nationally or even internationally. If you want to know more, you can go to gvpta.ca and look up the UGA, or you can contact Emily Newman at uga@gvpta.ca. Or head over to their website, which is also gvpta.ca. The Pull Festival is accepting submissions for auditions for acting. The Pull Festival happens in February, and their auditions are next week, January 25th and 26th at Carousel Theatre on Granville Island. They're casting six different 10-minute plays, so a wide range of characters and actors are needed for that. Usually they cast about 12 to 15 actors, so there's definitely a shot for you in there. They do follow a ethnocultural mandate. This is their statement. Speakeasy Theatre's approach to casting is all-inclusive. We encourage submissions from artists of all cultures, ethnicities, ages, disabilities, and racial backgrounds. The deadline to submit is January 21st. That's tomorrow at midnight. Contact pullfestival.ca. This is a second audition notice for Metro Theatre's production of Straight and Narrow by Jimmy Chin. Still looking for two actors, middle-aged folks, one female, one male, ages 40 to 50, who can handle a Manchester accent. And don't ask me what that sounds like, because I can't do it, but I'm sure it's on YouTube somewhere. Royal City Musical Theatre looking for an actor to play Lord Evelyn Oakley. This could be an old, a stale one, because the auditions were like last week. But check Royal City Musical Theatre for updates on that one. This is new, though. Camp Shakespeare, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance Musical Theatre Summer Program, produced by Perry Elric, directed by Chris McGregor. It happens in July and August. The auditions are in March and April at the Jewish Community Center at 41st and Oak. They're looking for performers between the ages of 9 and 19 who love to sing, dance, act, and perform. And you can contact them through theimpresario.ca. BC Schizophrenic Society, What Are Friends For? A Puppet Show. This is an educational puppet show for children ages 9 to 11 across the Lower Mainland. The puppet show aims to challenge stigma and promote empathy related to psychosis. It raises awareness of how psychosis affects someone through the show itself, plus the question and answer period after the show allows children to meet people living with mental illness. If this is something that appeals to you and you have some experience as a puppeteer, you should contact them at bcss.org. Dark Glass Theatre doing Ruined by Lynn Nottage. And this is happening at Pacific Theatre in January. The auditions are on Sunday, January 22nd, also at Pacific Theater. It's actually, the play itself is happening next year, January 1st to February 17th, 2018. But they're starting the audition process now because I kind of get the sense they think it might be a bit tough to cast, as all the characters are Congolese. But if it's something that you want to give it a shot, contact Damon Calderwood at hotmail.com or look at the Looking Dark Glass Theater website. White Rock Players doing Ken Ludwig's Leading Ladies. That audition is this Sunday. Parts available for 5 men and 3 women. North Shore Light Opera doing Johann Strauss's Die Fledermaus. That is happening in May. The auditions are this weekend at Sutherland Church in North Vancouver. Young People's Opera Society of BC doing a show called Scenic Adventures and Operatic Vacation. That's happening on the 3rd of June at the Surrey Arts Centre, although there are some additional performances might also be added. The auditions are on Sunday, January 29th, between 1 and 4 p.m. at the Bethany Newton Church in Surrey, and they're looking for all voice types, soprano, alto, tenor, and bass. Lead roles will be cast from youth up to age 30, and a chorus will be cast from all ages. So if you're a singer, you want to be a part of this, they are looking for you. Please come out and try. All singers are welcome to audition regardless of experience. Langley Players doing a play called The Grand Kid by John Lazarus. Their auditions are Monday and Wednesday at the Langley Playhouse, and they're looking for a female age 20 to 30 and a male age 60 to 70. Sidekick Players doing 12 Angry Men. That audition is January 30th and 31st in Tawasin. Beach House Theater in Crescent Beach doing 2 shows, The Heart of Robin Hood and The Tales of King Arthur. And both shows are going to be running in repertory throughout August. And that's at the Alexandra Neighborhood House in Surrey. Auditions for that are on May the 5th. Surrey Little Theatre doing Joan McLeod's Home Child. And that play is happening in April. Auditions are February 11th and 12th in Surrey. Looking for 3 men, 45 to 75, 4 women, 45 to 75, and 1 girl between the ages of 8 and 10. And of course, that means somebody who can believably play that age. Doesn't necessarily, the actor doesn't necessarily have to be that age. And finally, a play about Leonardo da Vinci called Vinci by Maureen Hunter. This is the Western Canadian premiere of this play, produced by Vagabond Players in New Westminster. It's running in April, and the auditions are in February 11th, 12th, and 13th. Contact vagabondplayers.ca for more information about that. And that's it. If you want details on these or any other audition notices, go to vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you'd like read on the air, share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page. And let's see, we got time for one more tune anyway. There's a show going on tonight at Pat's Pub. It's a Music Waste production called Winter Waste 2017. We don't have time to hear from all the bands, but Hazy's going to be there, and Co-op, and Devours, and Mirepoix, and Maneater. Cindy Vortex was listed to play, but the latest we have on that is they are no longer able to play at the show. But please come out. It's cheap. It costs $7 if you show up before 10 o'clock. After 10 o'clock, it's only $10. And you do, of course, need to be 19 or older to attend. So we'll go out with one of the bands that's going to be performing on that one. Let's see here. I got to quickly change my file because of what the heck's going on here. But here we go. This is Devours. Right here. There you go. We'll be right back.
watching you burn. Are you happier now? Now that you're free. Did I bring out the worst? Was I easy to leave?
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have something or something else, I don't have my script in front of me. I don't know what to say. My goodness. If you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. Now, do we have sports tonight? Let's see here. Today is the 20th, and no, that's it. Sports is over for the season, so that's enough of that. Stick around, though, because Fresh Slice is up next. Radio Zero at 2 o'clock, Napkin Boy here at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. CITR is open. It's an open house today because of club days. So come on by from now until 5 o'clock and check out our wonderful little home here. And if you can't do that, well, just stay tuned. Dave Radio will be back at this same time next week. Bye-bye.